Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we're back with Ernie. And, yes, Ernie, the roll call is very interesting, the change of votes that took place and the split of votes, you know, within the Democrat Party as well. You look at Vermont, for instance. You've got Patrick Leahy, who, of course, voted yay. And then you have Bernie Sanders, an out-and-out Marxist socialist, who voted no. Judd Gregg in New Hampshire, of course, would not listen to the pleas of his people in his state, the Granite State. He voted yay. So it's interesting to look at the voting patterns here that emerge.
Most definitely. But I would say most of those yays, a good percentage are CFR members and are supportive of the North American Union.
Yeah.
Yes. And if I haven't already thanked Lou Dobbs for his coverage, his persistent coverage on CNN, and most importantly, my fellow American citizens who took the time out to call and send emails and faxes to make a difference. It was America and God Almighty who stood behind us and working with us, through us, we got this done. But we will have to be vigilant to stop Senate Bill 1105. We will have to fight against this fairness doctrine. And then you mentioned you're going to bring up the Bilderberg meeting, and I hope you do discuss that.
Yep.
Because one of the things that concerns me most is this administration has continually undermined our national sovereignty. From UNESCO to this law of the sea treaty, and at the Bilderberg meeting, there was discussion. He wants to do it. He's going to have Senator Biden work on a treaty ratification, try to push this through, which will undermine, which will give the UN jurisdiction over the oceans and establish an international tax to cover everybody on the planet, including all American citizens. And they'll sneak that tax in. And as I said before, they want to push the global warming issue and the gas emissions from mobile sources and push up the cost of gasoline to $6 a gallon. They're going to create economic depression. This is not over. We've got to fight this to the end. But lastly, I want to bring to your listeners' attention, Pastor Chuck Baldwin had a very good article on newswithviews.com today.
Yes, I read it.
Okay. Oh, good. And I totally agree with the pastor's position. This is the worst administration in American history. This president has done more damage to the American people, to undermine their civil liberties, torture of prisoners, preemptive strikes against other countries. These are very unchristian acts. And in his conclusion, he believes not only has the president been a bad president and an immoral president, but he's hurt Christianity through his actions. And
that's exactly right.
Right. So I don't know how we're going to turn this around, but if we want to keep our constitutional republic, we're going to have to stay at this. We're going to have to continue to call our senators. And I encourage everyone to thank those 18 senators who changed their vote from yes yay to nay, mm-hmm. even though some of those may have been political. We still need to let them know that we care and we appreciated their nay vote today.
And let us go on to the other issues like the hate crimes bill and remind them if they want to complete the job to vote no on that as well.
Absolutely, and no to the fairness doctrine that Senator Kerry and Feinstein and that traitor from Mississippi who said Radio America is running the country, and no to him, too.
Well, we know who's running him, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, Ernie.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you for your call. 1-800-313-9443. And more calls just ahead as we continue hour number two of Uncensored Radio Free America on this program tonight on Republic Broadcasting Network. Yours truly, Rick Adams. Stay with me.
I've
found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
So they say, ladies and gentlemen. We are back now, and let's take a call from Mary in Virginia. Hello, Mary.
No, actually, I'm in Georgia, Rick.
You're in Georgia? All right.
Yes.
That's not too far from Virginia. Closer than Rhode Island, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I'm a new listener. This is the second time I called in your show.
Yes.
Actually, I run
remember
across
you.
Yeah, okay. Well, I run across you waiting on Frank Whalen's show to come on. And you're a very nice guy that answers the phone. He's really nice.
Manny. Yes, that's Manny.
Yeah, he's really nice.
He is very nice.
I appreciate what he does for you. But like I said, I got listening to you waiting on Frank Whalen's show to come on. And I told him, you got a really good show. And so now I've started listening to you every night.
Well, thank you.
And the other thing I wanted to say was this amnesty bill that got put down. I mean, well, that's great, but it's going to have its consequences, I think, Rick, because Bush is kind of going to put him in a tight squeeze, and he's already made it plain he wants to be a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
And what they going to do? They cut off the internet so that people can't get the real news about what's going on? Do you think they get desperate enough to do that?
Well, they're trying to find ways to do it, and there are many different approaches they're using, out-and-out legislation. Sometimes it's stealth legislation, disingenuous pieces of statutes, hate crimes legislation, anything that they can use to chip away at free criticism, free speech, they will use. Now, so far, they have not been successful, but the only thing that could make this happen is if there is justification for Mr. Bush to exercise his unconstitutional prerogative of being a dictator, like another, quote, attack that would mean that he would take over everything, all public and private entities.
He could even stop the election, couldn't he?
Oh, why, of course. There's no reason why he wouldn't. After all, he's there to protect us, you see, Mary.
Oh, yes. Well, the other thing I heard you say, you couldn't be honest and be a politician and last very long.
Nobody honest, decent, or moral can be a politician and stay in office.
Right. Well, I'll give you another example. I work for the state, and then I work for the federal government. I started out the state of Georgia, USDA, Department of Agriculture.
Yes.
And then the last year I was with the federal government. But I knew, because they got all these, they try to use some of these plants that don't want to do right. Mm-hmm. They want to use bribery, conflict of interest. They kind of get, they try to get you trapped where they can get you to do like they want you to because they got something on you.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew if I kept doing my job, honestly, that I was going to lose it. And I did after 7 years. They finally found a way to get rid of me. They couldn't fire me. But they got their plants to shut down their operation and this and that and the other. And I was up against verbal assault, physical assault, and even poisoning my coffee.
My goodness.
And I asked my supervisor that come down after the poisoning of my coffee incident, I said, did y'all turn this into OIG? He said, no. How you know about that? I said, well, you gave us booklets to read. I said, I read mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so they, the only way they could get rid of me was to get the two companies that they had the USDA shield on. I was in the poultry division, shell eggs, and they took the USDA thing off their cartons so that they wouldn't have to have a grater in there to check the eggs.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way they got rid of me.
I see.
And they wanted to, I called the federal people and I told them, I said, well, my supervisor said he don't have anything else for me to do. Well, the federal people evidently called him and told him he better give me a job. But they wanted to transport me to somewhere in northwest Georgia. And at the time, we had bought a house and all, and we couldn't afford to, you know, move. So I just went ahead and resigned, but which I knew I was going to have to. But the Bible says, you know, do whatever you do for the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I did my job that way. And it was the citizens of Georgia that were paying me to make sure that they were getting edible food that would not make them sick and that they were getting what they were paying for. And they were the ones paying me, and they were the ones that I was standing up for. But like you said, if you're honest, you can't stay in the government.
No, it's not the place to be for honest people. Absolutely not. So you should count yourself lucky and fortunate that you're no longer a part of it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, the Lord put me in there, and he let me do my thing, and I did it, and I did it like he wanted me to. And I wasn't scared to lose my job because I knew he'd take care of me.
Amen. And he does.
He does.
Well, thank you, Mary, for that story. I'm so happy you stayed on the line and you did relate that to me. Bless you very much for doing that.
I appreciate your show, Rick.
Amen. Thank you. Call again.
Okay.
All right. You see, there are a number of people out there who are willing not to sacrifice for the short-term gain. That's why I could never be in politics. You know, they tried to get me to run for local offices, for ward committee, for state rep, states. I wouldn't do it if they paid me handsomely. And I said, because I cannot be a whore. I cannot be a hypocrite. I just simply can't do it. I can't be a politician. I wouldn't last. I would tell people when they ask me for favors that I can't do them. I'm not there to do favors for people. If I were elected senator or a representative, I'm not there to do personal favors for anyone. I'm there to represent the district according to the law and the Constitution. And that's all I'm there for. I'm not there to legislate my agenda or your agenda, but to do what's just and what's right. Now, can you imagine a Congress like that? Can you imagine if the legislature were made up like that? Well, you see, they can't be, because they reflect the public at large. And the public, yes, many of the same public that told their senators today and yesterday and last week they didn't want any amnesty for illegal aliens, will gladly accept pork barrel, will gladly accept some other program that weakens our nation and destroys us from within. But they won't accept amnesty for illegals. So you see, it's not enough to be against amnesty for illegals and defend our borders. You must also defend, if you believe it, in the integrity of the sovereignty of the states and the restraint of the federal government, getting it out of the areas which it is in presently that it shouldn't be in, and that's 99.44% of what it does today. Let's go to the phones again and speak to Gerald in South Carolina. Hello, Gerald.
Good evening, Mr. Adams. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Mr. Gerald. How are you?
That's fine. have you ever visited a website, Aslan Communications?
Aslan Communications?
Correct.
I haven't visited that one, but it does sound familiar. Why? Why am I saying this?
It is a website put out by a man by the name of Ernesto Cienfuegos.
Uh-huh.
It is La Voz de Aslan.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay.
Right.
Currently on the website, there is, on the, go to the website, www.aslan.net.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the website, 15th block down. It's a pink-looking block. There's an article there, and it's entitled, Immigrant Rights Movement's Next Phase is Non-Cooperation and Civil Disobedience.
Right, right. I'm aware of what you're saying. I referred to it on one program recently,
okay.
I believe, yeah.
And with in light of today's events,
mm-hmm.
If I may, I'd like to read a quote out of this article.
Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
And this is in reference to Dr. Armando Navarro, who is a mm-hmm. principal leader of the Aslan movement.
Mm-hmm.
He who said, in quote, strategically, the tactical option of once again taking to the streets with the same or greater fury and passion that drove our great mobilizations of 2006 must become constantly developed. The struggle to liberate Aslan has been compared to the struggle of the Palestinians against the Zionist Israelis.
Mm-hmm.
Just as she said before today, the lady before,
yep,
was talking about the Military Commissions Act and all the moves with mm-hmm. HSPD 51 and so on. That is my concern, is that after today we are being set up for, you know, as civil disobedience, which mm-hmm. would authorize.
Oh, and look, we've got enough sleepers in this country. We've got enough activists in this country. We've got enough criminals and terrorists in this country that they can create quite a mess for us.
Just want to let the people know, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. I appreciate it, Gerald.
Take care, man.
And you did well. Yes, we'll be right back with much more. Divine protection is in order And were it not for that, we would be gone. We'll be right back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
Yes, indeed. That is the question, ladies and gentlemen. And looks like we have exercised some of that control just today. But as I said, again, let's not react too hastily and pat ourselves on the back. We know Satan is not asleep. He's working feverishly to implement the North American Union. And, of course, we must always have that fear, as the previous caller said, that the forces of domestic terror, i.e., the White House, the CIA, the CIA, the NSA, and others might very well plan something. And I don't put anything past them. They're ruthless, they are vile, and anything can happen. But, you know, I do believe that if we are worthy, and I mean the remnant here in America today, of doing the right thing, those of you who know what I'm talking about, you understand. You know that we can move mountains by the power of the Almighty. And there are miracles happening. Let's face it, there are some little interesting things happening here today that do not represent necessarily a major shift in any way of the country turning back, but they do represent an answer to prayer, and they do represent a reward for the work that many of you have done out there. And as I said last night with John Clark, I'll guarantee you, I said it the other night actually with Lindsay Williams, guarantee you that most people who hear what I'm saying about calling and writing and demanding that these politicians do what they must do, not what they want to do, I'll guarantee you most people have never called. Most people just are assuming that you're going to do it for them, that others are going to do the job. And that's why it's so important not to let that happen with regard to the hate crimes bill in the Senate now. It's already passed the House, like this amnesty bill. So it must be stopped there. And all of this weekend, all of the following week when they come back, let's face it, after the holiday, I mean, they're not done yet with this session. Let's be honest about it. And they will return. And this session is not over yet. So we want to make sure that's defeated as well. All right, Sam in West Virginia is next on the program. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, Rick?
Good. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Hey, first I want to make sure that people don't let their guard down over what happened today.
Amen to that?
You're right on the money here, but that's not the primary reason I called.
Mm-hmm.
Ed and Elaine Brown, of course, up in New Hampshire, you know about that.
Obviously we do.
But Brother Butch here in West Virginia, where I'm coming from, I'm a member of his local congregation. We're going to be making a trip next month.
Okay, Butch Paul.
Yes.
Great.
He's our pastor here locally.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to be making a trip. We haven't got the date set yet, but we're going to be taking articles to them, and I wanted to put out a call to folks who would be willing to buy phone cards and A, C, and D batteries, send them to Brother Butch Paul so we could carry those up to them. Because their mail has been stopped. Of course, you know their phone's been stopped and the power's been stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. If they wouldn't mind, I'd appreciate if they would send them to Brother Butch Paul. And I can give his address if you don't care.
That's all right with me. Go right ahead.
Okay, it's 224 Hurd, H-U-R-D, Road, Nettie, West Virginia. I don't have the zip code because I don't use zip codes.
Now, how do you spell Nettie?
N-E-T-T-I-E.
Okay.
But I want everybody to know that we're going to be going up there in July.
Yeah.
And if they would be willing to send some stuff, because now I know they're off the grid, they've got some solar power, but they requested batteries and most of all phone cards that continue calling in to the radio shows for their the track phones that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't care, I'd like to pass the word help
sure.
Keep those folks alive, because they are doing such a great service to everybody
yep.
here. This fight is not just their fight.
I'm planning to go up myself in July, hopefully, go up to see them, because I'm not too far away.
Well, that'd be excellent. Hopefully we'll see each other then.
We might cross paths.
Well,
definitely hoping to go up there and planning on it with some of the folk here to give them some support as well.
Yeah, I know they need a lot of support. What they're doing is, I think, going to change the face of the nation. I truly believe that, because it hasn't come down to a Ruby Ridge or a Waco again. And the feds don't know what to do. And I think if they see the support behind what the Browns are doing, they may back up and take a look at this thing and say, we may be outnumbered here.
Well, do you see what's happened now? You can see the picture pretty clearly now. The powers that be are all too familiar with what's going on, the fact that the American people are getting restless, the natives, you see.
Oh, yeah.
And they are aware that it'll reach a boiling point at some point, and they will have to clamp a lid down on it. And they're afraid right now to do anything drastic, because any little thing like attacking the Browns overtly might attract the kind of negative attention that would be counterproductive to the overall plan of control. So they're betwixt and between, and Satan doesn't know what to do either, you know. He's, and his legions have really hanged themselves on their own petard, you see. It's a critical time, because they know when the time comes how people will react. Enough is enough. I'm mad as heck, and I'm not going to take it anymore. And they realize that that's when they have to orchestrate a series of events to put people away. That's why Bush has signed, this Directive 51.
Yeah.
And all of these other signing statements, secret tribunals, torture, all of these things, you know, renditions and so forth, that are necessary to control the public.
Well, but even a mass of people, it doesn't have to be a majority, don't agree and don't obey, there is not a darn thing they can do about it.
That's right. Not if we have anything to say about it. Okay, let's hope you get some help, and thank you very much, Sam.
God bless you, brother.
You too. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
And there you have it. We're back now in the final half hour of tonight's program. Don't forget tomorrow, RBN will be off the air this weekend, moving to its new location, and Lord willing, hopefully back next week. I won't be live. I will be off next week. So don't jump to any nasty conclusions, please. Make it easy on us here at RBN. All right, let's go back to the phone. 1-800-313-9443. Henry is next. Hello, Henry.
Hello.
In the illustrious state of Connecticut, the Constitution State.
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I'm here.
Okay, good, okay. All right, yeah, two things. What is that thing you got with Clinton? Do you know what year it was when Clinton made that comment?
Well, I think it was, let me see, it had
95.
To be, what, 90, 94, 95, somewhere in there.
Okay, yeah, he was responding to William Cooper because him and he made a comment on the air.
He was responding to the militiamen.
Right, but he was responding to Cooper because he and, what's the guy, the one that William Cooper calls a puke face, I'm trying to think. Oh, Dan Rather. He always called, Cooper always called Dan Rather that. And he said that one time he was looking at Dan Rather, made a comment on TV, and he knows that he was talking about him, you know, personally. Because he Clinton said that Cooper was the most dangerous man in America. So he said, you know, so he was responding to him.
Uh-huh.
Said, oh, yeah, sure. There was a personal thing going on with him. Matter of fact, I believe it was Clinton that sent those thugs up on his mountain that time when they weren't successful. This was in 97.
Well, we don't put anything past Bill. I mean, let's face it, to be president then,
well, he didn't get there. I mean,
you're going to be a pretty ruthless individual.
Yeah, well, he didn't make it. I mean, they were up there, and the dog was barking. It was three guys, and he knows how to, you know, he came out of Vietnam, I mean, Cooper, but they weren't successful. This wasn't a deputy thing. This was like
Well, we
before.
Also had the, you remember Gordon Liddy was on at the same time and referring to taking up arms against the government and, you know, the Democrats and Clinton and others were complaining about the growing right-wing trend in radio then.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's nothing
yeah.
new under the sun, my friend.
Right, and because they're also trying to smear them all, and the Southern Poverty Law Center smear them all as skinheads or something like
that.
Oh
yeah, we just had an article. Let me stop you for a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just to back up what you're saying, all right?
Yeah.
In the Provident Journal here, we had this story last Sunday by one of the columnists. Yes, Karen Lee Zeiner. Zeiner, who, of course, has been following this, quote, immigration debate for a long time. And she did a profile on the opponent organization here in Rhode Island of illegals, and particularly Mr. Gorman. His name is Gorman. Now, what she did was, first of all, he put a picture of him on the front page that makes him look almost like Charlie Bronson, you know, in 10 to Midnight, the movie 10 to Midnight. Then, in the course of the article, what she did was typical. She mentioned that there is, you know, possibly an ugly side of some of the people that have been referred to in this anti-quote immigration debate, particularly an organization called FAIR, having to do with, you know, enforcing the law against illegals. And she mentioned the Southern Poverty Law Center. And the ADL, as some sort of expert organizations when it comes to exposing extremist and white hate groups. So
what
she was doing was she was trying to plant doubt in the readers' minds that this organization was somehow just interested in illegal violators of the land, that is, invaders, that somehow they had an anti-Hispanic or an anti-minority agenda, and you know that's the Klan's philosophy. And basically what she was doing was so typical of these leftists to try to paint with a broad brush. That's what they do. And then they talk about the evils of painting with a broad brush.
Yeah, but see, they got some nerve because, first of all,
exactly.
When I hear people, even Robert Chapman, I heard other people don't want this country to be predominantly Hispanic. First of all, just think about it. What would be the advantage of us becoming a predominantly non-European third world cesspool? Look at Queens, New York. Look at Brooklyn, New York. Look at Miami. Look
hey,
at Los
I'm
Angeles.
Not arguing
like,
with
on
you,
and on.
I'm yeah, not
well,
arguing
be
with you. I don't think you have to apologize, by the way, for protecting your own heritage.
And
I don't think anybody
sell
should.
Things that fall apart, that don't even stay open past 5 o'clock in the afternoon when people just get out of work. I mean, what and all that crap because Americans should grow. And I mean, that stuff is junk. I mean, the whole thing is crap. Now, Morris Dees, by the way, he's been discredited so much across the board by not only white nationalists, but also legitimate anti-illegal alien organizations as well as everybody else.
Gee, somebody
They're
should tell
so
Karen Lee Zeiner that.
You know, it's not like what it was back in 94, but even back then, I remember, there were people that could care less. They just, it's just, what they're mainly trying to do is they were trying to smear the militia that way so that the public can turn against guns and the militia.
Well, it's the same story now, Henry.
Because they couldn't change the attitude anyway.
Henry, it's the same thing now with this article.
But I know exactly what you're talking about. I can imagine. But see, that still sounds stupid. This woman you're talking about, though, what is her name again?
Karen Lee Zeiner.
Zeiner, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's German, although it sounds like Zeiner, which is a German name. Like
no, she
I
well,
think
you know, she's
else.
One of these great Jewish activists, okay?
Yeah, I think
in
so.
In the media.
Yeah, that's the thing. Now, here's another thing I called about. This is the main reason why I called.
Okay.
Did you hear about the Congress giving himself a raise?
Yes.
From 140? Now, see, I didn't get that anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody told me about it. I didn't hear on the news.
Absolutely. They had to pat themselves on the back.
Right, from 140,000 to 170,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will tell you this. We got people that are hurting because of this third world crap coming in here and all this Hispanic stuff. And even the so-called, when people do need, like even food stamps, that should be even a little higher than what it is, you know, per capita. But yet, here's the thing. You got, they think we're supposed to compete with jobs with all this third world illegal crap coming in here. And that's fine. And we should just struggle and work this and that and you know, trying to find a livable wage. But yet, at the same time, they want to pass an amnesty bill that can just poison our complete job market and everything else. But they're going to give themselves a raise and make sure that they're living in standard living.
Mm-hmm.
And money is adequate, right? But meanwhile, these white kids coming out of college, they're supposed to come out of college with a master's degree, a bachelor's degree, and supposed to work $5 an hour. See?
No
like
doubt
that
about it.
That stupid comment Hillary made, right? But they're supposed to raise their salary.
You know, I wouldn't even mind giving them a raise if they actually stayed home and didn't come to vote. You know what I'm saying? Henry, are you still there? I don't know. Well, anyway, I guess he's not there, but I truly wouldn't resent it so much if these Congress boys and girls would say, yeah, we're going to take a, quote, fishing trip this week and maybe for the next 10 weeks or whatever is left of the Senate and the House and the calendar, we'll just go fishing and stay away. I wouldn't mind. I'd pay them $1 million each if they would not come back to vote, because that's where the damage is done. And it's worth it not to have them sitting in Congress. People like Chuckie Schumer, people like that, and, of course, Jack Reed and Sheldon Whitehouse and all of these scumbags, for lack of a better term. These people haven't got a clue as to how it is for you people to live the way you do on the shoestring budget many of you live on. They don't care. They simply don't give a darn. Now, that's the reality. You can read about it in the paper. You can go online and read the Providence Journal, projo.com. Sign up, projo.com, and you'll read it. You'll read the stories. You'll read how these senators think, these highfalutin, high rhetorician-type senators who really and truly betray their vileness with each vote. They are totally and completely without conscience. They have none. And their staff shows that. But that doesn't mean we quit harassing them, does it? No. That doesn't mean we quit calling them every day, does it? Not on your life. We let them know we're here and we're not going away, and that makes them miserable. And for that, we're grateful. Let's take another call. Let's take Doug in Texas. Hello, Doug. Yes. Greetings, Doug.
I'm listening, first-time caller.
First-time caller on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Well, that was the little smirky Bush that said, "I see y'all at the signing." And I was so happy to see that little piece of garbage.
Yeah, you remember when he said that, huh?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, he may be signing his own death warrant. That's the only thing. He will see them there.
And then I, you know, I heard about what. Is Hal Turner, I guess, that put out all of the congressmen and the senators,
yep,
their phone numbers and their
mm-hmm.
addresses. Get
yes.
personal. Get down and personal. You know, you are people. You're not little gods.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when this country is destroyed, we'll know where you live and, you know, what's your phone, personal phone number. You're, mm-hmm. you're not, you know, they're so aloof and away from the people that they think they can just do their little thing and not be in touch with the people that they're trying to destroy.
You just said what I just said, no doubt about it.
All right.
I mean, that is the truth. They are living in their little ivory towers, but someday they're going to find Jack and the Beanstalk can be a reality.
Right.
And they're going to meet with the wrath of their constituents. They have yet to meet with them. And that's one of the reasons these camps are being built. They're already built. This is the reason for the contracts with Halliburton, because someday people like you, Doug, have to be rounded up.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what you're going to say. You're not going, and I don't blame you. You better wake up, ladies and gentlemen, and do what Doug tells you to do. Right?
How did you know I would say
I know
like
you.
That.
I know you, Doug, better than you know you.
Probably.
Yeah.
But, you know, no, it's not going to happen that way. This is my scenario, and this is the way it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
If you're dealing with me, it's not going to happen the way you think it is, but
mm-hmm.
the way I think it is, or, you know, you might take my little body out there and plant it somewhere, or desecrate it, or do whatever you want to with it, possibly,
okay.
But
mm-hmm.
there's no way in hell that I'm going to follow your little orders. And,
mm-hmm.
Well, that's just, I'm kind of an obstinate person.
You're not going to surrender your soul.
No.
Amen for that, Doug. Thank you for your contribution tonight, first-time caller.
Well, Rick, you have a very good 4th of July and week, and we'll
yes.
miss you and whatever, but enjoy yourself.
Oh, yes, I will.
All right.
I'm going to head for the mountains. I'm going to start climbing those mountains, and I'm going to start doing some target practicing. How's that?
That sounds like a lot of work to me.
A lot of fun, though. All right. Thank you, Doug.
All right.
May you enjoy Independence Day, too. All right. Let's take another call. Leslie in Virginia. Hello, Leslie.
Good evening, Rick. A great show. You used the term, and I agree with you in most everything you say. However, you used the word term whore in describing how you would not take certain jobs, that you would be one of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had to use that in lieu of other language that I can't use.
Well,
you
the,
understand.
Okay, because prostitutes have higher morals.
Yeah, I know.
Than the creatures.
I didn't
that we,
mean to denigrate them.
Thank you, because they did deserve an apology, because they have a higher conscience than what
I know.
We have, and that
they're cleaner too.
Absolutely. So, and that's why I was calling in, because when you use that term, they deserve more respect.
I knew you were somebody was going to pick up on that, and I'm glad it was you.
Well, I'll tell you, when we had to listen to the Judiciary Committee members, such as Mr. Spector from Pennsylvania.
You believe him.
And Mr. Kennedy, they would have us to believe that an immigrant was the same as an illegal alien.
Mm-hmm.
I took deep exception to their terminology. What is it in the terms amnesty and illegal alien they don't understand? We are demanding law enforcement. We are demanding our borders be sealed. And in fact, we need to remind them that, according to Lou Dobbs tonight, the largest employer of illegal aliens is the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to remind them that their job, that they need to take corrective action today.
By the way, I wonder how many illegals are servicing these congressmen and women.
That would be another...
That would be an investigation,
another,
wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Speaking of prostitution again.
Absolutely. And the reason why we're in this situation we're in is because, as you know, Rick, we're spiritually, financially, and politically bankrupt.
Yes.
And it is up to us to make the turn. This is just the beginning, as you well know.
Oh, absolutely.
And as you know, these people, they own the, and I'm talking about the Bilderbergers, and you were going to mention that.
I haven't even had time because of the calls, but yes, you can read about it in the American Free Press online,
well,
as a matter of fact.
What these people don't understand, they decide when the war should start and how long they should last and
mm-hmm.
when they should end.
Mm-hmm.
They decide who would lend the money to support the war efforts and who would lend the money to rebuild the countries after they have destroyed it by war. They are the ones who own the central banks. They are the ones who decide who is allowed to run for the offices of president, prime minister, and other leaders in all the major countries around the world. They are the ones who directly or indirectly own all the major news media, and therefore they can tell the public exactly what they, you know, want them to hear, or the public the information they, you know, do or do not, the so-called gatekeepers. Now, I think after today, the most important thing we need to do is say thank you, or and call John and Sandra Stadtmiller at 1-800-724-7219 and give a donation.
Yes, that would help. That would really be appreciated.
I think we deserve many thanks to RBN, because it is you and this network that gave us the vehicle to have our voices heard around the world.
No question about that. Amen.
Thank you, Rick, for everything that you have done for all of us.
And thank you and all the other callers. Amen. You've done the legwork, so it's important we keep running. Keep those legs moving.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Leslie. And, it almost brings tears to my eyes, but it's true what Leslie says. It's very important that we not give up the ship, and we do continue to stand fast in the liberty that we have been given here. God has given us so much, and we can't throw it out, because when we do, we'll never get it back again. And that's the tragedy. We owe it to ourselves. We owe it to our children. We owe it to our God to do what's right. Yes, the Bilderbergers. We didn't get a chance to really get into them, but you can go right to the AmericanFreePress.net, and you can read it online. Great, great information about the recently held Bilderberg Conference and some of the conflicting decisions that have come about. We'll be right back with more Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Whatever needs to be done
We gotta do ourselves.
You heard the message, and ladies and gentlemen, remember the weekend now. RBN is moving, so we won't be broadcasting. Be back again next week, and I will be off live, but we will have reruns. Remember the Independence Day celebration, of course, and what it really means to be independent now. We have something to think about and something to pray about. Independence is the important thing on the 4th of July, not the fireworks, but independence and what was fought for hundreds of years ago. All right. Now, let's see. We have a couple of calls. I'm going to try to squeeze both of them in. Joe Church, hello. You're on the program.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
Rick, I'd like to mention to our brothers and sisters listening out there that whenever the Father blesses you, make sure you give him a good thank you.
Yes.
You know, he loves to hear from us. It doesn't take many words. Just give him a good thank you for being there for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll make his day. Rick, we talked about Holland in the past as being the tribe of Zebulon in part.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. There was an article in the paper Sunday that Amsterdam is turning conservative because of all the influx of foreigners coming into the land.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it reminds me of a scripture in Matthew chapter 4, verse 15. The land of Zebulun, and ZBL in the Hebrew describes the windmills with T. They were masters of the sea, by the way. And the land of Nephilim, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. This people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region in shadow of death, light has sprung up. They would be one of the first with knowledge. Also, I'd like a few verses from Joshua, and I'm done.
Okay.
Joshua chapter 1, verse 5, verse 3. Every place that thy sole of thy foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. This applies to today, too. Verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage. Down to verse 9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest. And one last verse, 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe and do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have a good success. Thank you, Rick.
Amen. And bless you. Thank you, Joe Church. And finally, Terry, not much time, but Terry in Texas, we have enough time for you.
Yeah, Rick, building on Joe's spiritual lessons.
Amen.
There's one thing I want to say. When you turn on the TV, you watch these politicians, and it does provide you with a good spiritual lesson because they don't speak the truth. Truth goes on ad infinitum under its own energy. When you speak lies, it's death. And every time you resurrect that, every time you resurrect, you say a lie, you have to resurrect it and bring it back to life and create another lie to continue it. And that is a great spiritual lesson. That's one of the reasons why we're in this predicament, is because our whole society is built on a whole foundation of lies.
Absolutely. Well put. Yeah, and Pontius Pilate proved that, didn't he?
Yes.
What is truth? Well, we know what truth is, and we'll act on it. Keep up the good work. Terry, thank you for your call, and take care, everyone out there. Let's pray for our nation like never before. Independence Day is coming up. Do what's right, not what's expedient, and support RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be back again very soon, a week from Monday, Lord willing. Rick Adams, goodbye.